For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. While many states are currently prohibiting in-person graduation ceremonies, Governor Mike Parson will be speaking at one tonight. The governor is set to deliver a speech to Sparta High School's graduating class in southwest Missouri. Parson's granddaughter is among the 42 seniors receiving diplomas. Sparta's superintendent says that attendance will be limited and families will be spaced apart in the roughly 2,000-seat gym. Missouri does not currently prohibit such ceremonies, though social distancing is required. The former location of Lucky's Market is set to become a natural food store, Schnucks Markets Incorporated announced earlier today. According to a news release, Eat Well will open early in the summer and is currently remodeling. The Missouri National Guard announced yesterday it will help the state by increasing COVID-19 testing. Governor Mike Parson expanded on this announcement in his livestream briefing earlier today. Parson reiterated his goal of the state reaching 7,500 tests per day. The plan will focus on three different strategies: box-in outbreaks, sentinel testing, and community sampling. Parson says the sentinel testing will be conducted at state-owned facilities across 28 counties and should achieve over 1,400 tests per day over a 10-day period. Missouri reported its highest daily COVID-19 death toll so far today. In Kansas City, Alex Smith reports.
The state health department reported 30 new COVID-19 deaths on Thursday. That's the highest since the pandemic began. The previous highest number of deaths was on April 24th, when the health department reported that 28 people had died. A total of 661 Missourians have died due to COVID-19. The health department also reported 108 new cases on Thursday. I'm Alex Smith.
For one beekeeper in St. Louis, social distancing comes naturally. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan has more.
There are tens of thousands of honeybees in a typical colony, and when that colony starts to get too big, some bees split off and go looking for a new place to live. Wildwood beekeeper Scott Allred has been collecting these swarms from St. Louis neighborhoods and backyards, even during the coronavirus outbreak. He says most people stay away when they see him in his white bee suit carrying a smoker.
You know, as a beekeeper, social distancing is kind of usually natural anyway.
Allred says swarming bees are not defending a hive, and that means they're calm unless directly provoked. I'm Shayla Farzan.
A student is suing the University of Missouri's four-campus system for a refund after classes went online during the COVID-19 crisis. An anonymous student filed the lawsuit and seeks class action status to sue the university system on behalf of all students. The lawsuit claims the UM system failed to offer sufficient refunds to students when classes moved online. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.